Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Cattle futures finished a great day here today and a great week here going into a long three-day weekend. We were higher in the live cattle and feeder cattle. Some places significantly, the August live cattle finished today. The last trade is at 100.05, which was up $2.75. So back to that 100 level. The October, we're up 267 at 103.35. December's at 106.40, up $1.90. And even out there in the 2021 contracts, they were higher as well, up $1.52 in February, and April at 112.30, up $1.12. So really knocking it out of the park here on the to finish up this week. On the live cattle, and then feeder cattle, similar action here, up 282 on the August at 135.90. September was 136.70, up $2.67. So we finished this week. I didn't really see any significant news out here to make this happen. Yesterday, the rally sort of started. It looked like it was a kind of a fear of missing out rally, similar to what we saw in the grains, where it starts taking off and people that are short get stopped out by having to buy it. And then people wanting to buy it to get long, also trying to jump on board, and that itself drives it up. Box beef and cash are actually lower for the week, 205 on choice today and 95 cash trade.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
GP Rents is proud to announce the opening of their newest location in Norman. So when buying isn't an option, put the versatility of Kubota rental equipment from GP Rents Norman to work for you. Now with GP Rents Norman, we have 6 locations to serve our Kubota rental customers. This means more locations to rent Kubota track loaders to manage brush or to dig for less with one of our Kubota excavators or backhoes. Work smarter, not harder. Call 833-IRENT-GP or visit gprents.com.
The grain markets gave some back after a pretty good week. Corn today finished about 7 to 7.5 cents lower, with December at $3.53. The November beans were only down 1.75 at $8.97 after going up to $9.03. So they hit that $9 level. And it seems like $9 beans has been a place where the cash market really wants to sell it. You know, $9 is sort of a big round number. Much like December corn, when it was at $4, that was kind of a big number. Of course, December corn is about 50 cents away at $3.53 currently. Chicago wheat was down 6 cents. Kansas City down about 8.5 out there, 8.25 in December at $4.46.75. And then the cotton today was really strong, up 20 at $62.96. The markets are still trying to digest what the USDA report said yesterday with the, or 2 days ago rather, with the significantly lower corn planted acres number and trickled all the way down through the ending stock. So hedge funds, which have been caught short here, have been significant buyers the last 2 days. Today, it looks like they probably sold a little bit. The Dow Jones, following a pretty good jobs report this morning, added 4.8 million jobs. Unemployment's just around 11%. The Dow Jones currently up about 280 at 25,857.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.